Welcome to the Flatiron Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And you know what? This is going to be the third part of our three-part mini-series on Is Now the Right Time to Buy a Home? With my good buddy Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. Hey, man, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good yeah. to be here. This is great. You know, this is enriching. And for anybody who's tuned into these three episodes to this series, they're empowered.
Yeah.
And you know what? You thought you had fun last weekend and the weekend before. Watch out.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen.
So, and you know, no excuses.
No excuses whatsoever. Right?
When you get that information and that knowledge, it's power. To make the right decision.
I could never do it.
Yeah. I can't take the step. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. We just talked about it for 3 weekends.
Yeah.
I thank my sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Mecha of Keller Williams Realty. Hey, maybe you can call them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'll throw that out there. So, Daryl, I want to role play a little bit here. Let's dial in what we discussed the last 2 weekends.
Okay.
If the question is now the right time to buy? And the answer is yes, if it is for you, like meaning if you need to, jump in.
Yeah.
And the interest rate's irrelevant.
Right.
I've heard lenders say, you know, marry the home, date the rate.
Yeah.
Right. And that's advocacy for knowing that you can refi later.
Yeah.
Like let's throw that one out the window. Not that statement. That's a fun statement. Let's throw the whole 30-year fixed fear out the window.
Yeah.
How many people actually stay married to that loan program for 30 years, Daryl?
Oh my gosh.
Like nobody.
Zero. 0.01.
Yeah, 0.01.
I think the average is under 5 years.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. Well, they say every 3 to 5 years, people are thinking about making a move in real estate. Yeah. Sometimes that move is a refi.
Yeah.
Sometimes that move.
Well, for you.
Yeah, of course.
You're gonna have those clients. What do they say? 4 or 5 times in their lifetime.
That's right. Yeah, 7. Yeah, if you're really good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be selling real estate at 150.
So you look. I can see it. I got another 6 months in me, but you're making it to 150. Dude.
Look, somebody asked me one time, like, when do you plan on retiring in real estate? And I said, you know what? I plan on dying on a listing appointment and I'll still get it.
Well, it's such, you know, people go like, you know, I came from the pastor world for so many years and I loved it. I did.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. But being in this world there's just so many, it's so fun.
There's so many opportunities to help people at a tremendous level.
Yes.
You're dealing about the greatest wealth escalation the country's ever seen, and you and I can help people do it.
Yeah.
Like right here, right now.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about getting over those misunderstandings. The weekend before that we talked about why the answer is yes, if it is for you. And we talked about that briefly. If it's not for you, don't worry about it. Get yourself on a plan.
Right.
So really the answer is yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. And I want to dial that in. So let's role play here.
Can I say one thing before you do that?
Please do.
Okay. So for the last couple of years... On average, once or twice a month, I'm getting phone calls. Someone referred someone to me, right? And the situation that they're in, they're like, I've never owned. I don't really want to own. But my landlord just called me and told me they're selling the property.
Uh-huh.
This is not the case in all around the country.
Right.
This has become a problem here in the Valley.
That's right.
So people are like.
Do you want to know why?
No, I don't know why.
Here's why.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people, right? I hold property. And that's how my wife and I have started to build our wealth.
Yeah.
Right? That's the goal. The goal here in America is wealth, not money, wealth. Okay. Right. Wealth affords you the freedom that you dream of. And we'll talk about that in another show another time.
Yeah.
Yet my wife and I decided to do this largely through real estate. Well, I'm looking right now at the pressure on rent and own here in the Valley. And I'll admit it's real.
Yeah.
Yet I can take my dollars and go to the middle of the country or go to southeastern portion of the country where the price to pay to get into the game is a whole lot less and the reward is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Meaning, for example, the average sale price in, let's say, the panhandle of Florida is about maybe $180, $220, right? Yeah. And they're still paying about $2,000 in rent because that's market average. So why would I invest in something here with a narrow margin when I can invest in something there with a big margin? Now, if I'm thinking this way, everybody else is.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
So you have a landlord who owns multiple properties because they rarely ever own just one.
Mm-hmm.
Another show, another time. And they're looking at their property as a portfolio. They sit down with their CPA or their financial advisor, and that financial advisor says, well, you know what, Justin? You could dump these 4 properties because you're paying high interest on those, and you can recoup the capital and go invest in St. Louis, Missouri, or Tallahassee, Florida, or all of these little market areas that are kind of becoming very attractive.
Yeah.
I can, in fact, if I sell this house and I take my, you know, $200,000 in gain, I could buy a whole house over there for $200,000 and not have a mortgage on it and be collecting $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Why would I not do that?
Right.
Now, here's the problem with that. Yes, cool for me. Not so cool for the renter, the tenant. Mm-hmm. And I get that. Now, the landlord's not doing this because they're mean. The landlord's doing this because they're on their own path of wealth.
Yeah.
And it looks like that.
Yep.
So I just shared it with you. So if you're the if you're the renter and your landlord just gave you notice saying, hey, you got to hit the bricks in 30 days, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm putting a for sale sign up here and that sign's going to read, you know, listed by Justin Mecha. However, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then let's go there. Now I explain why that happens. Mm-hmm. So now we know. Because we saw a lot of wealth acquisition here in the area.
Yep.
And now those people are going to start investing in other areas. Yep. The good news is that creates inventory for us. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
The bad news is the person who calls that place home doesn't get to call that place home for much longer than 30 days, which is why I said last weekend, you're only promised 30 more days every time you cut that rent check.
Yeah.
So I'm that guy. Daryl, we got to take a break and I want to role play that scenario and I want to walk through that really fast.
Let's
do it. Okay. This is the Flat Out Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We're talking about why it's the right time to buy. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the house, Daryl Hanley. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
You ready to role play here?
I love it, man.
Okay,
love being here with you.
Yeah, let's do this. We've been talking for a few weekends now about why the answer is yes if it's the right time to buy a home. And we talked about all that stuff. And for those of you who want to, you know, go back in time and check that out, kjjr.com, click on the podcast and check out last weekend's show and the weekend before and go back as far as 5 years if you want to. That's cool. Let's do this here. Let's say this is the story. I've listened to these shows. I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my 2 to 5 year plan now. Because if you don't do it now, you're going to wait longer to do it and the prices are going to be different then.
Yeah.
Okay. So I call you up, Daryl. Hey, man, it's Justin. I listened to the Flat at Home show and I want to change my life. I want to become a homeowner. What do you need from me?
Yeah, it's actually rather simple. I can go to yesterday. I had a client referred to me.
Cool.
He just walked into my office and he had some conversations previously a couple of years ago and owns his own company. And we came in, had a half an hour conversation. I received some docs from his accountant and within 24 hours, he's shopping for a house.
Cool.
And it's a pretty cool thing. And so all I needed from him, I needed to see his tax returns, kind of what his income.
Yep.
We did some income calcs, got some numbers, inputted those in, pulled credit,
yep.
Get an idea where he is credit. The approval was there.
So let's go there. So I call
20
you
20 something years old.
Wow. That's good.
No excuses, right? I mean,
yeah.
He's 28.
Yeah. Okay. That's less than the average.
Yeah.
The median home buyer, however, that's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
My record, by the way, I served an 18-year-old. We went under contract.
Yes.
And then he had a birthday before closing. So technically he was 19.
I saw that post.
Yeah.
I loved it. I think I put a heart on it.
Yeah. Yes, you did. And today he's still a happy homeowner right there downtown Kalispell.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's
so
cool.
Changed his life, right? And he's on this upward trajectory to build wealth, which is what we want for you.
Yeah.
And it is totally possible.
To your point, you know, talking about what I would need as a lender, it's an honest conversation. It's short. Where are you at financially?
Yeah.
Where's your credit? Where does it need to be? Most of the time, people will walk out of my office ready to take that.
Feeling
they
better.
Don't understand how close they are.
Well, because most of the time, in fact, I think National Association of Realtors surveyed the crowd and they found out that most home buyers think that you need at least 10% to put down.
Yeah.
And there's some conventional wisdom out there that would suggest put more money down because then you're not upside down in your home. Now, that's for automobiles.
Right.
4% appreciation.
Gap insurance.
All that stuff, right? So here's the thing. It's not forget about the down payment, forget about the rate.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Daryl, throw the numbers on the wall, yeah. and see what he puts together.
Yeah.
And because what Daryl, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daryl, what you're doing there is you're getting an idea of what their income is,
mm-hmm.
you're getting an idea of what their debt load is,
right.
and you're developing a ratio.
Yeah.
I need to be able to convince an underwriter that you are worthy of investment
mm-hmm.
because your DTI, debt yeah. to income, is X.
Yep.
Because your perceived monthly payment is less than 40% or yes. in some cases 50%, depending on the loan program,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I mean, you go to VA and it goes above 50.
Yeah.
So there's, yeah. And to be honest, let's just be, because that's what we've been doing anyways. Yep. That's how you always roll.
Yeah.
The bar is not very high.
Not.
You know, I think there's this stigma out there. Parents tell their you know, 20-something-year-old, you know, it's just not time.
Yeah.
It's not, it's wait. You know, your mom and I, we bought the house when we were 40 or last year
right.
in our 50s. Oh, we just retired. We bought
right,
it.
Right,
no.
Right.
No. We're talking about 20 to, you know, at least 20 grand a year of equity, 5 years. We're talking about $100,000
yeah.
that you put in your pocket while living in your own home.
Totally.
Not to mention all the tax breaks that we were speaking of earlier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's so very.
Here's the thing. Here, do the math. You're paying $2,000 a month rent. You're paying $4,800 a year
mm-hmm.
to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that they can permit that you have 30 more days
yeah.
each time
yeah.
over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Whereas if you pay a $2,000 a month mortgage.
Yep.
Or even a $2,500 month mortgage.
Yeah, I was going to say, go there.
Go there. Go a little higher. Range. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So you're in the mid 2000s. Not only did you see appreciation in the home on average, at least 4%. So yep. now you have $20,000 greater equity or, mm-hmm. or 12,000 if it's a $300,000 home.
Yeah.
Right. And you chipped away at that principal balance a little bit, not yep. so much in your first year.
Yeah.
However, a little bit.
Yeah.
You're miles ahead of the person who decided to rent the same thing.
Yeah.
Miles ahead.
And if you stop this conversation in real time, yesterday, someone sold their home in this valley.
That's right.
That bought it 2 years ago.
That's right.
And they got a check in their hand for $100,000+
to go start the next chapter.
Yep. It's amazing. It's, yes. it's,
that's right.
And that was a low cost home.
Listen, if you're one of those people sitting on the edge of your seat right now thinking you want to get in the game, call Daryl. That's step yep. one, right?
Yeah, call Daryl, me on my cell. 406-890-8464. 890-8464.
And if you've attempted to play this game and gotten beat up and just got disgusted and upset,
yeah.
comment on this link. Comment on this show. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your story because we're going to help you.
Yeah.
This is your year. This yeah. is your time. This is your now.
I had
this
a credit bump, right? I had a credit
That's
bump.
Right. That's no, right.
Come on. We can do it.
We can do it. This is the Flat at Home Show, caring a lot about you, getting you into a home. My name is Justin Mecha, hanging out in the house with me, Daryl Hanley. Hey, listen, friends, it's been a fantastic series. Now is the time for you. Be safe, be well, have fun, stay warm, and as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.